In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every week at this time, Rena Sargentopoulos sees the Chad Hartman Show calling and asks herself one question.
How many cocktails are involved?
And by the end of the call, she asks this question.
Why do I come on here? I don't feel good about myself anymore.
Yeah, sorry about that. Please welcome the sparkling personality.
Hi, I'm Raina. Can I join your conversation? Yeah. I don't do anything. Oh, my gosh. Don't talk to me. You stand 11 feet away.
Oh, Carol Evans, Raina Sargentopoulos.
Preparing for this segment, Dave Harrigan, I decided to Google Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold. And, you know, Wikipedia, that's rock solid. It's never erroneous at all.
See the eggs guy?
Benedict Arnold was an American-born British military officer who served during the American Revolutionary War. He fought with distinction for the American Continental Army and rose to the rank of Major General before defecting to the British in 1780.
Say, sounded like a great patriot.
General George Washington had given him his fullest trust.
Fullest trust.
And placed him in command of the West Point in New York. Ooh. Arnold was planning on surrendering the fort to the British forces, but the plot was discovered in September, whereupon he fled to British lines. I make that comparison to today. We're on the air, our little radio show today, just hanging in there, you know, noon to three. And who have we brought on? One of the big heavyweights of Minnesota media.
A star.
And she has decided for charity work to join us. And then today, when Raina is expected to make her well-paid appearance, highly compensated, and highly anticipated, we genuinely get numerous texts. I'm not making this part up. She's our favorite. Where, Dave, where was Raina today, or Benedict? Where was Benedict today?
Benedict was hanging out on the anchor desk on Care 11.
Yeah. Why don't you just put the knife in the front, not the back? I mean, 12:35, and I'm looking up. Where's Raina? Oh. There she is on TV.
You have spent 3 minutes and 14 seconds now.
Yes.
Setting this up.
Yeah.
It was a long way to go.
Yeah.
That was a long way to go.
Facts matter.
To call me a traitor.
Yeah. You're not hearing a denial.
Well, I give you kudos.
Thank you.
For all your research.
For Googling.
It must have taken much brain power.
Joined to Wikipedia. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's journalism right there. I mean, I'll say.
I apologize for doing the job that pays me before coming on your show.
Dave, did that seem sincere to you?
Not really. A lot of people view charity work as the most important things in their lives.
Yeah. I mean, we could use a boost of confidence here.
Mm-hmm.
Our daubers are down, wherever they are. And there you are. I mean, it looked like at one point you had on Common. You had on other people were on the radio at the time. Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Are you going to, is this going to be something that we can move past? Also, P.S., and by the way, zero people noticed that I wasn't there today.
That's not true. That is not true. Can I, I'm not good at moving past things. Dave Harrigan can back that up extraordinarily well. I think you're now learning that, that I don't move on very well. Well, how about this? Let's text. Let's turn this into a topic now. If you could improve one thing about your own personality, a characteristic trait that's not a great trait, what would we all move on from? I want texters involved in this also. 651-461-9226. There are many people I could call right now who would say the fact that I don't give up something and I belabor it and I beat it into the ground is probably not a good trait. It might, Rena, be a good trait as a radio host because the people are in and out. Right? That's not a good trait for me. So I'm thinking 2029 I'll move past this Benedict Arnold episode.
Well, that's okay. I have something to look forward to then. I mean, like, eventually. That's like,
yeah,
that's more than I was hoping for.
There's hope. Dave Harrigan, you next. Think of yourself. Be honest now. Mm-hmm. I would like honest answers from people on this. If you could improve one thing about, that's your overall health. Like, if you're battling anything health-wise, I'm very sorry. If somebody close to you is. But I'm talking about like your own, what makes you up, the good and bad. And let's emphasize the bad here. You can be better at this in life. I do. I hang on to things too much. I'm better at it now than I used to be, but I'm still, what would you say? Am I very good at it?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. That's correct. Dave, how about you?
I'd like to be a little, just a slightly, not a lot, slightly less humorous and charming because I find that people see that as a bit of a
gag.
Yeah, I know that's exactly it. People, they meet me, they get it, and they're like, man, I feel intimidated right now. I can't keep up with you, and it makes it harder to make friends.
Rita, I was halfway through this bit in my head, and I thought, I know where this is going, and I'm just going to play the straight guy right here and just let this guy.
Oh.
Nobody's told me I'm wrong.
Too charming.
Humorous.
Too good looking.
Yeah, that too.
Too charismatic.
I didn't even say good looking and charismatic. That's you. Thank you for that.
Oh, my God. So how can you try to improve on that, Dave?
I'll just try to, dull it down a little bit.
Dull it down.
Dull it down for the rest
of
us.
I'll give him the Hartman once in a while,
Lower yourself down to our level so we feel better about ourselves.
I try.
That's fair. That's giving of you.
It's giving season.
It
Somebody
is.
Told me
it
that
is
yesterday.
The giving season. Yes, we did discuss that. Rena Benedict Sargentopoulos, you could improve one characteristic about yourself.
This was so easy. I, as soon as you said it, this is a thing for me. I wish I had a better memory. I wish I could remember anything for any reason. I wish I could remember people's names. I wish I could remember things that have happened to me or people that I've met. I don't remember anything for any reason. It's truly quite terrible.
That is a problem in your particular industry.
Yes.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Pizza.
Pizza. Okay.
Yeah.
What did you have for dinner Monday night?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I couldn't tell you if I had
no
to.
Idea.
I mean, like, I... If you want to waste about 4 minutes while I think about it, we can do that. But no, I have no idea.
We do that every day. That's the basis of the show. What are you talking about? Okay, when did you discover this affliction?
It's my whole life. My whole life. And the story, and I probably have told this on your air before, the thing that was like a big thing in my like recent past was... And now I'm not even going to remember his name. The comedian who's from here, who was in Baskets.
Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson. When Louis Anderson passed, they were like, okay, you find some comedians to talk to and, people in town that knew him, you do the obit today. And I was like, sure, you got it. Well, Carol Levin tweeted out like, hey, Louis Anderson stopped by the studios, a few years ago to, you know, take a listen. I'm like, I should watch that. I clicked on it, and it was me interviewing Louis Anderson for 7 minutes, and I don't remember a single thing about it. I don't even remember sitting there. I don't remember it happening. I don't. It was like having an out-of-body experience. How do you not remember interviewing Louis Anderson for 7 minutes?
So I'm thinking you would be the ideal person to have a disagreement with, because halfway through the disagreement, you would have forgotten what started this whole thing. And anybody could just convince you that you had said something irrational or illogical, and you'd have to say, God, I did. I'm sorry. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you could trick me into anything. My mom says, I'm just going to keep telling you, you had a great childhood. Okay. Sounds good.
Oh, my God. Can we get your mom in the air sometime?
Oh, sure. She's feisty.
No, I'm being serious. I would like to have your mom on.
Okay. You've had my brother on. Why not my mom?
Yeah. Well, that day you guys were boozing at Cove. Maybe your mom will be boozing too. I don't know. Dave, don't you think we have to explore the young Rena Sargentopoulos growing up just outside Pittsburgh?
Yeah, hard scrabble streets of Pittsburgh, PA.
Yeah.
You've said that enough that I actually believe that now.
Among the texts, Chad, I would like to be less judgmental. It bothers me when others are so inconsiderate, rude. I want to let go of that. Well, okay, so for me, because I want to stay with this, I want more people to text and be honest. What characteristic of you would you like to be better at? Like maybe your partner brings it up, or maybe it's caused you issues, or you're well aware of it. It's kind of a fine line, Dave, with what we do here. Because the way talk shows work now and have worked for decades is, you want to come on and you want to have definitive opinions. And that doesn't mean you can't also sometimes say, I don't know, or try to influence me, because you know me, I'm willing to form an opinion. But also, a lot of over the years, many people have convinced me different parts of it. So I have to offer up judgments in this job, Rena, but that doesn't mean it should carry over into my personal life. So there's a fine line of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the things that I do for a living, too, it's like the amount of empathy that I use in my job does carry over into my personal life. So, I mean, like I get where the lines get blurred.
But more text here. Jack from St. Cloud. I can remember going to a party 77 years ago with my dad.
Oh, gosh.
And coming home with my mom. See, this is where we are the opposite. For no credit, I'm taking no credit, but Dave knows this. I have a very good memory. And so does my father. And Quentin, with all the challenges he faces, we will drive someplace, and we will drive by a business or a restaurant or something, and it's been 10 years. And he will say, remember when we went there? And he'll give it in detail. I'm thinking, this is my son with this unique genetic syndrome. He's on the autism spectrum and all the stuff. And he just nails it. And mine might be all coming to an end if I keep sleeping the way I'm sleeping. But again, this is not like, oh, look at me, standing up proud. I have a good man. You're either born with it or not. You know, I guess you can continue to work on it, you know, as you get to my beleaguered age. But, Dave, would you rather have a better memory or a worse memory? Because for parts of our lives, it might be better to have the Rena memory.
I'll stick with the good memory.
Yeah? Where does the memory... Well, let's pause here, because let's get more text, and I want to explore more of the memory challenges. Are you still at CARE 11?
Like today or just in general?
Both of those questions will be answered when we come back with Rena on CCO.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
More text here. Rena has the cutest laugh this side of the Mississippi. That's very kind. Chad, can you console Rena with the fact that those of us blessed with great memories often feel lonely when we discuss something with friends who were there and don't remember it?
That's me. Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh. Among the texts, if I could change, I'd like to be a better parent in this day and age. Very challenging. That is true. Do we think right now, if you're a parent in 2025 compared to 1975, Rena, do you think it's harder to be a parent now than then?
I just think it's different. I would say that. And I would also say to that person who texted in, the fact that you, the main thing that you can think of on your mind was that you wanted to be a better parent proves that you are already an awesome parent. Yeah,
you're pretty good, right? You're pretty darn good. What do you think, Dave? Because I think in all moments, we emphasize what is in front of us. And I can think of reasons why we should back up this texter on all the social media, all the phones. Even more ways for peer pressure to stand out. Divorce is more accepted, so more single-family homes. Kids are even as busy as ever. I'm not convinced, though. I'm not convinced that, all right, 1975, I was with my mother, who was feigning interest in me, but she was. My parents were divorced. Most women interested in me early and then feign interest later. It's kind of that should have been a pattern for me.
On brand.
Early on. She had a lot going on, right? I mean, what is your gut tell you? 75 and text me. 651-461-9226. Do you think it's harder being a parent now than 50 years ago at this time? You know?
Is there a difference?
I think there's more demands. I think there's more and especially on fathers, too. I think fathers are way more involved now than they used to be.
Yes.
And I think there's more expectation. Absolutely. And I think there's more expectation for parents in general, both parents, you know, to be involved on a level that didn't exist back in the 70s. Yeah, I was at teaching art adventures at my kid's school this morning before I came into work. Do you think that happened back in the 70s? It did not, I assure you. There is a lot more. The challenges are just different than they were, you know, 40 years ago.
Yeah. Excellent. 50. Excellent answer. Dave, what do you think?
I was gonna say, there's a difference, I think, slightly between, it's more complicated. I don't know if it's harder. But complicated, kind of just the busyness of it. You're more going around, obviously, with social media and all the other different challenges that technology has brought. I think there's more complications to it. I don't know if it's necessarily harder, if there's a very thin line between the two words.
Okay. I think among the great points Rena made, too, is on the male side. And this really resonates for me because when Kathleen and I decided we were going to separate and divorce, I emphasized that I want the kids 50-50. And at the time, I had been very busy, you know, for a long period of that time, working later in the day. I moved earlier because of Quentin's birth and issues with that, and broadcast the Wolves games for 16 years, did a bunch of stuff at Care 11. And I got at the time what Kathleen was saying, now, wait, really? Because work has been so much of focus. And some of us, I'm out of my control, too, because Wolves were switching stations. But I really, really wanted to be involved. And no medal for that, no credit for that. That's just a decision I made. And so have millions and millions of men, Rena, in this era, who 70s, 60s, 50s, there was a lot more of man work, man bring money. You know, women stay home, which was incredibly sexist. But even what, you know, what would happen, and it doesn't happen as much now because obviously because their kids are older. I can't tell you how many times where Kathleen and I would go to a doctor's appointment and where there was a doctor or nurse would end up talking to Kathleen more. And I would speak up repeatedly and say, you know, I'm here. You know, yeah. I take care of him every bit as much. And that is an area where I think there's greater acceptance for that. And men have stepped up when too often they were deferring that responsibility back in the day, and they shouldn't have.
I agree with that.
Among the texts here, way less structured activities 50 years ago. In summer, we could eat at home, run around the neighborhood all day, and come home dinner. That's a thought. That's, for me, I'm 10 then. I know, I'm really old. And some of it, again, a very detached mother who mainly was at Byerly's talking to people. But, yeah.
It's very specific.
Yeah, well, that's what she did. She'd walk through the she'd walk through the woods, go to Byerly's, hang out there. She was a striking woman and a great talker. Sometimes the topics were very, very, very bizarre, to say the least. She also performed a yoga in our backyard, and not so infrequently, it was naked yoga in the backyard. Oh. My mother, right back there. So
I hope we have more to talk about.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of couch time for me in that part of my life. But that, so for you guys. Okay, so we kind of generations here, because you are 52, Rena, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm 60. You're 42, right?
41.
41. Okay, for you, Rena, how often could you take off 8, 9 o'clock and just come back maybe for lunch or dinner and the parents weren't checking on you all the time?
That's a difficult question because I grew up in two different households and, you know, where my dad lived, it was truly like my big fat Greek wedding, and that all my cousins lived next door and across the street. So we were able to run around, but, you know, Greek immigrants, they kept a pretty close eye on us. You know, at the other house, I was the only child and there was like no one to play with. It was a latchkey kid, you know, so just two. I grew up in two very, very, very different households. So there was a little of everything going on, if that makes any sense.
Did that benefit you, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think so. Just because I learned to behave one way. I learned how to chameleon myself into situations.
Yeah, I mean, my circumstances were just extraordinarily different. Again, until my mother moved, I was with my mom like and sister 85% of the time. I really wasn't with my father that much, even though my father's so well known. Now, from 12 on, when she left, I lived with them full time. But, I mean, incredibly different circumstance. My mother, if she was into it, was an amazing cook. A lot of conversation, people over. She liked to socialize a lot. Whereas my father, the times I was with him, he had no idea how to cook. Zero. It was here's a 12-pack or 24-pack of Pepsi. here's some white bread, here's some Stouffer's, go to it, more time by myself or more time at a sporting event, and often bringing me to places where I absolutely, positively, unequivocally should not have been, like in press boxes and in locker rooms. Like the 16 years that I called Wolves games, one time Hunter Griffin went in a locker room, and it was at 1:30 in the afternoon when Hunter was having back issues. You know, and some of that was I would, because my father took advantage of the rules so much, I never was going to do that with my kids. Now, Dave, how about you? So 41, when you're thinking of a kid, could you take off? Did people, did your parents know where you were at all times? How did that play out?
They would usually know where I was, but I mean, certainly probably, you know, once I got to be a preteen, there was a couple parks that were mile and a half-ish away from our house that we were free to bike to. We'd, you know, strap a basketball and tennis rackets and footballs on the back of our bikes with, you know, a couple buddies that lived nearby, and we'd be, you know, up there for hours doing all the things, playing, and, you know, it was, yeah, be back by 5 o'clock or whenever dinner time was, and that's just, yeah, it was how it was. It was fine.
Yeah. Not a lot of that happening now.
I think more than we're given credit for.
You think it is?
I do.
Okay. It's different boys
I think
girls.
Maybe the kids are, maybe it happens a little later in the childhood.
What do you think, Rena?
I think there's way too much video gaming going on. I hear parents talking about their kids' play dates consist of them sitting in the same room playing with each other on an Xbox. I think I've seen kids, teenage kids, together, and none of them are speaking to each other because they're all on their phones. I don't think there's a ton of running around neighborhoods anymore. I'm sure there are pockets of that. I just don't think it happens anywhere near as much as it used to at all.
Great stuff as always. Don't cheat on us again, and we'll...
Can't promise.
Exactly. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Rena, right here. A little breaking news here. Ghislaine Maxwell is going to make a new plea to a judge to let her out of prison. She gets out of prison, just shut down our entire justice. Okay, just give up. Just open up the doors to everybody. Just to end it, right? If this person who was bringing in teenage girls and was every bit as disgusting as Jeffrey Epstein, and now her prison went from an appropriate prison for a sentence to a much lighter one, and then even there, it's lighter. If she gets out of jail, it's over. The president is talking about affordability. Did he know on the pre-show tweet we were going to talk about affordability at 2:35?
He must have seen it.
He follows us. Let's talk affordability in moments on CCO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.